We are learning Maseches Nazir, Daf Chaf Hei Amar Beis, and we are starting on the second line from the top. Tani, we said in our Braisa, that Yochel Af Vlad Chatos V'tmuras Oshem Kain. We just finished saying that a Oilo and a Shlomim, even there Vlad and Tmura, you'll have to be Makiv as a carbon. So the Braisa says, maybe Vlad Chatos V'tmuras Oshem also. Tamalei Merak. Frankly, Marakasha, Lomli Kro. Why in the apostle? We know already, all of a shas, Hilchasa Gemiri Lo, there's a halacha on Mishmash Sinai that there's Chomesh Chatos Mesos, and one of them are Vlad Chatos Lamisa Ozo. So we're in the apostle for it, Lachom Mishmash Sinai. So you're right, Hachinami, the Kral Oshom with Oso, the Pasuk Rak is teaches that our Oshom, the halacha is, that you can't bring it as a carbon. You don't need a Pasuk Vachatos, because that we know from the Chatos Mesos. But Oshom, you would think you could bring the Tamuras Oshom, or the Vlad Oshom, as a carbon, Kamash law, no. It's really Dafka case of Tumur's Asham, because it's a Zachar. But you would think that Tumur's Asham I can bring as a carbon. Kamash law, no, you can't bring it as a carbon. Freight the Gemara, Asham, not me, Elkas Gemir law. Asham, what's Allah Khamash Mesinai? The Allah Khamash goes like this. Kol Shilu Bechatas Mesa, but Asham Raya. Like, right, Mesh, we had it in Psachim. Kol Shilu Bechatas Mesa, but Asham Raya. But Asham is Raya, Allah is the Asham. Is it there? Well, chatas meisa, but also you have to let it get a mum. You give it to the shepherd, gets a mum, and you bring with the money a oila. So the loch is that asham raya. So also lochem emsina. When the pasuk of rak, zok tigmar no. Elim hilchasa havamina that havamina hilchasa. It's a lochem emsina. If you akrave loil chayev loil klum, but if you makrave it, it's gefarlich. Kamash Malon Kro, the Pasuk says, the Makrav Le Koam Malav Ba'aseh. And this Gemara Teres is also on Chatos. The Nechlam, you have a Lachem Mesh Sinai. That has to be Mesa. But what happens if you go ahead and Makrav it? Are you over something? This Pasuk Rak is teaching us that you're over a Aseh. Because a Lav Abba Mechlal Aseh is Aseh. What is this Aseh? It says in the Pasuk that Tiso Vasel Amakoyim, but Rak, only Oila and Shlomim. Chatos Oshem, no. That's called a lav of Abachal Aseh. The Aseh was dafka this and not that. That's a lav, is an Isser deraisa to bring a Tmuras Asham or a Vlad Chatas as a carbon. Where is that Isser learned from? This Issa Aseh learned from? This Issa Aseh is learned from this Pasuk. That's what this Pasuk teaching us, that there's an Issa Aseh. And so just the question is, so what do you need Lachem Mishina for? Just have an Issa Aseh. So Taisvis, if you just had the Issa Aseh, you would say, oh, I can't bring a Chatas and an Asham, but I could be Makrivit as an Oilah and Shlomim for what? Kamason the Halacha, the Chatas Mesa, and Tmuras Asham gets a Mum and it's Krav Oilah, Dafka. That's why we need the Lachem Mishina. But the Pasuk is telling us already is that it's there to bring it as a carbon. So that's how we learn now the Indian Iraq at a Kasha Lachem Mishina. It teaches us this Isser, the Issa Aseh, the Lava Ba Machal Aseh. Very good shmak. Rabbi Kiva Imer, it said in the Braisa further, Rabbi Kiva Imer, Enei Tzarech, Rehu Oma, Oshom Hu, Bavayasi Hei. Freit the Gemara Akasha, Lom Likra, Gemara Gemirullah, Kol Shem Chatas Mesa, Ba'oshom Raya. It's a Lachem Mesh Mesinai. Everything Chatas is Mesa, Ba'oshom Raya. So why in the Pasuk Oshom Hu, which teaches us, here you can't say, it's teaching us Aseh, because here, it's not Aseh. Here it says Oshom Hu, which sounds like, that it can't be makrivit. But it's not mashma aseh. That's what Taisa speaks out. If you look at Taisa de Masma Rekiva, by the beginning of the narrow line, the Shlema, the hulei mashma aseh kolkach, kamoi rak, dava muta. Who is that mashma so much of aseh? Akaponim, Sarfira Rekiva, why is he saying back to Rabbi Shmuel, Oshem Hu, you know, from there, what do you mean? It's lakamash vesina, you don't have to bring that tomorrow. So what is he talking about? It's lakamash vesina, kol shvachaz mesa, v'ashem raya. Then we're hokanami, you're right. He also crawled the Rav, the pasuk coming for Rav. Don't know who knows Rav. Asham shenitik l'ria. If you took an asham and you gave it to the shepherd, that's called nitik l'ria. You gave it to the shepherd, and then someone went ahead and was took the behemah before I had a mum. But shachlu shem ayilam. The halacha is it's kosher. Taima the nitik only because it was nitik l'ria, which means you gave it to the shepherd. Haloi nitik loy. But if you didn't give it away to the shepherd, no. The Amar Kra, who, Bavayasi, hey, the Pasuk says, who, it stays an Asham until you do a Nittuk. It can be an Oila until you do a Nittuk. That's how it goes, Umar. Now, this needs a lot of explanation. So, that's how the Braisa goes. The problem is that, what's Rabbi Kiva telling Rabbi Shmuel in a Tzarech, you need the Pasuk Vaseh. There's a few problems here. The first problem is like this. Rabbi Shmuel said he knew Halacha Moshe Sinai. He wanted to teach us that Chatas and Oshin have a say to bring us a carbon. So you say learn from Rak. Zok Rabbi Akiva, no, Oshim Hu. What? You know from Oshim, you don't know from Oshim Hu. So what did he say back? He says, Zok and Toysvis. Rabbi Akiva made a mistake in Rabbi Shmuel. He thought that Rabbi Shmuel did not have a Halacha Moshe Sinai. So therefore, they're learning Rak to teach us this din that it's Chatas Mesa and Oshim Zeroya. And that he says to him, what do you mean? If you don't have Halacha Moshe Sinai, I have a better pasuk for you. The pasuk of a who? So, a pasuk of who? So that's what he was tying. He was like a dvar of the Rabbi Shmuel. He thought Rabbi Shmuel would have made a mistake. But Frank tells us further, so Maisa, Rabbi Kiva himself is not, Rabbi Kiva himself, Stamazoy, doesn't derish a who for that. He uses it for Rav Huna Marav. So therefore, for Rabbi Shmuel also you need it for that. How could Rabbi Kiva tell Rabbi Shmuel, oh, we can use Oshem Hu, even if Rabbi Shmuel's mistake, you need Oshem Hu for something else, for Nitta Gloria. So Stamazo, what's it telling? What's it saying that you don't need Rak? You need Rak for that, and you need Hu for Nitta Gloria. So what's going on? So Emphatisvis, Delafi, what he said, Pshat, it's very good smack. Because Rabbi Kiva made a mistake in Rabbi Shmuel, he thought he wasn't Halacha Moshe Sinai. And the Pasuk of Rak is to say there's no Akrava. So therefore, he says that it's more geshmak to darshan if you're using that drosha. You need a drosha to say you can't bring it as a carbon. Who is better for that? Bishlam for me, which I have a Halacha Moshe Sinai, so then I can use who for nitik. But you, who don't have a makar, bechla, you don't have a Halacha Moshe Sinai that can't be makriv, it's better if you use Oshem Hu for that and not for Rav Huna's Halacha. That's number one. Number two is Rav Huna's Halacha. Rav Huna says, Oshem for nitik l'ria, but shachar say is kasher. Now, it sounds like it's the right stick of din that has to be nitikariya, because learning from who? So that tells us as a kasha that in the Gemara in Mesechus Pesachim and the Gemara in Mesechus Shavuos are both avoided that it's only the Rabbanan Degedin nitik. Really, it's nitik is only the Rabbanan Degedin. You shouldn't get mixed up before kapara, after kapara. I mean, you shouldn't get mixed up that before you already have a kapara and think I can bring an asham for ayla. But really, halacha is after kapara, you should be able to bring it as ayla. That's what sounds like those Gemaras. And this Gemara sounds like it's a drasha that you have to have nitik. So the Ramban and the Ram both learn to mechlekes asugyas taka. That Gemara is arguing our Gemara, but the Rabbeinu Tam over here has a new pshat, and he learns pshat that beetzem the Halacha Moshe Mesina was not that it needs ria, but that it, that the Halacha Moshe Mesina was that it's a oila. That's a Halacha Moshe Mesina, that it was a oila, and the drasha of who is teaching us that you have to be oiker shame. You can't stam. Bring it l'shem. You can't bring it stam. You have to say I'm doing it l'shem oila. That's what the pasuk who is saying. The pasuk is saying osham who. It's a osham until you oiker the shame and you make it l'shem oila. That's how he learns the Gemara here. That's what the Gemara means over here. The Gemara says that nitik l'ria means that I'm oiker the shame osham and I make it into oila. And that's what osham who says until I oiker the shame osham. I make it into oila. It still stays an osham. That's the chiddush of Amar Huna Rav according to Rabbi Tam, I and Toysus, back upon him, the Maskara Sagamara is, what we're coming out is, we had here, Halacha Moshe Mesinai, the Chatas Mesa, by Osham, it's Roya, which means goes to Oila, and the Pasuk of Rak is teaching us Asay, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Osham Hu is teaching us either the Fisam Rishonim that has to be Nitak Laria, or Bechlal, the Halacha, that I have to be Oikashem Osham and bring it Oila. That's the all of pshat in Osham Hu.